Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Thursday, March 30th, 2023, here are three big things you need to know. One, a bipartisan group of senators pushing legislation to claw back compensation from executives after bank failures. Elizabeth Warren, Catherine Cortez Masto, teaming up with Josh Hawley and Mike Braun to introduce the bill. It would allow the FDIC to recoup up to 5 years' worth of compensation from executives at any bank that requires a federal takeover. Two, the state's personal income tax rate will drop to 4.05% for next year. State Treasurer Rachel Eubank says that rate will fall from the current 4.25%, but just for 1 year. Dropped due to a law in 2015 calling for the tax cut if revenues exceeded a certain cap that factored in inflation. Republicans argue the tax cut should be permanent. So do the authors of that legislation. Three, today, opening day for Major League Baseball, some rule changes are taking place. A new pitch clock, 15 seconds between throws, 20 seconds with runners on base. And runners could have an easier time stealing bases. They're 20% bigger, a couple of inches all the way around. The distance between first and second base reduced by 4.5 inches. But it is a game where an inch really does count. That's where we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here at Hillsdale College. Every now and then I like to caveat. Of course, I do not speak for the college or on behalf of the college. I speak only for me, but that's where I work. A general manager for the student radio station here on campus. I am the a lecturer in journalism. I host podcasts and shows for the college, too, like the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend, and the Hillsdale College K-12 Classical Education Podcast. Ask for it by name where you find your audio. Kaylee McGee White will join us this hour. Her piece at The Examiner on banning TikTok now. Paul Bradley from Hedge will talk a little about the financial markets and banks. That's all coming up before we're done. As always, when I fill in, these shows fly by. So much stuff I won't get to today. Can hold on to some for tomorrow, but tomorrow's my last day. Steve's back on Monday. I am in again on Friday. I think I'm back in again, you know, late May. If you, in fact, are marking your calendars for when guest host Scott Bertram is in for Steve Gruber, mark like the week of Memorial Day. I think I'm back that week, back in the big chair. We've done mostly heavy stuff today. So lighter, yet still on a serious note. Jennifer Aniston, the star of Friends, the TV show, on from 1994 to 2004. That show ended nearly 20 years ago. Jennifer Aniston saying, people are right to be offended by Friends. This is the most ridiculous take. This is so silly. It is so silly. The New York Post story. Jennifer Aniston saying, quote, there's a whole generation of people, kids, who are now going back to episodes of Friends and find them offensive. Friends aired 1994 to 2004 and has been criticized in recent years for the absence of diversity in casting and in storylines. The New York Post story says the show rarely featured a character of color. Aniston says, quote, there were things that were never intentional and others, well, we should have thought it through, but I don't think there was a sensitivity like there is now. She says some of the show's plot lines would fall prey to cancel culture in 2023. Comedy has evolved, she says. Movies have evolved. Now it's a little tricky because you have to be careful, which makes it really hard for comedians because the beauty of comedy is we make fun of ourselves. I want to continue with her comments in a moment, but just to say, this is so silly. This is so ridiculous. The most offensive thing about Friends is that it had no laughs and it had ineffective punchlines. That's offensive from a comedy perspective. I didn't like Friends all that much. And there was nothing controversial about it. This critique that it didn't accurately reflect the life of people in New York City. It's not a documentary, people. Not you, fine listeners, but those who would critique Friends or Jennifer Aniston herself. It was not a documentary. The point of Friends was not to accurately depict life in New York City in 1995. The point was to take this tiny group of characters and build plot lines that entertained people, made them laugh, and drew big ratings for NBC so they could sell advertisements for a lot of money. That's the point of Friends. The point was not some accurate representation of New York City. These days, if you're a celebrity, you have to feign, at the very least, that you have sinned. Like, the most impressive thing you can do is apologize for past behavior, even if there is nothing wrong with it. It's so ridiculous. This quote, Jennifer Aniston says, she recalls how comedians could joke about a bigot and have a laugh back in the day. Yeah, you know what? You know what? Laughing at bigots is actually a somewhat effective way of dealing with them, I would say. Now, she says, we're not allowed to do that. Who doesn't allow people to do that other than the Twitter mobs and the scolds? You can do what you like. Lisa Kudrow, another star of Friends, also has been critical of the lack of diversity of Friends during the 10-season run. And just like earlier this week, we played that John Kerry cut in which he said, it's okay that everyone going to Davos or everyone going to these environmental summits flies private because they offset. It's okay. They offset. They buy indulgences. Sorry. They buy indulgences. They sin, but they pay, so it's okay. The same thing apparently is happening in Hollywood. The creators of Friends say they're embarrassed by the show. This was a couple of months ago, at least. They're embarrassed by Friends. And they tried to make amends by donating $4 million to Brandeis University to fund an endowed chair in the school's African and African-American Studies Department. The creator of Friends trying to buy indulgences for her perceived sins in creating and writing for Friends by donating $4 million to Brandeis for an African and African-American Studies Department chairmanship. This is so weird. I guess it's not when you consider everything going on. But to have the stars, the creators of a TV sitcom apologize that it wasn't more of a documentary, that it didn't more accurately reflect what was happening in New York City, I don't know of any sitcom of which that would be the goal. The goal of the sitcom, the goal of a comedy, is to make you laugh. Now, I'd argue Friends also failed in that way, but many others disagree. And the fact that Jennifer Aniston says people today are offended by Friends, has she seen the streaming numbers for Netflix? Has she talked to teenagers and college students these days and heard how much they love and binge watch Friends? People aren't offended. She just thinks she has to say people are offended to be in line with the right people in the industry today. Scott Bertram in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
I have always been a I-can-do-it kind of girl. This is Johnny Erickson Tata, and even when I was little, they tell me my first words were, "Me-do." The first time I rode a bike, I just knew I was balancing it all by myself, But then I noticed that my father was running alongside with his hand on the back fender. I protested, "Daddy, let me do it. Don't help me. Let me do it." Well, I got my way and went crashing into the sidewalk with my bike. But my independence ended when I was 17. That's when I broke my neck diving into the Chesapeake Bay, which resulted in quadriplegia. That was over 40 years ago. And if there's one thing I have had to learn as a quadriplegic, it's to ask for help and then to receive that help graciously. Hey, it's okay to ask for help. It's one way of encouraging others to get close and learn how to serve. If you need help, ask from disabilitycampaign.org.